In this video, I'm going to be breaking down the three best tactics when it comes to running ad creatives after testing hundreds of ad creatives for various companies. The first one that I want to go through is keep it simple. When you're recording ad creatives, try not to make it super fancy. We see companies do this all the time. They want to invest thousands of dollars into just one video. They want to bring on multiple actors or maybe famous people that they have to pay so much money to have in the ad. Sometimes this works, but in the majority of cases, you want to keep it very, very simple. And one of the best learnings that we've had is that the best performing ads that we've ran in the past have all been the simplest ads possible. In fact, these ads probably took us less than 20 minutes to make, and they've been generating the most revenue for most of the companies that we work with. This is actually very interesting because most companies think the opposite way. They think that the more money they pump into the ad in terms of production, the more they're going to get out of it in terms of value. But that's just not the case. Simple scales, fancy fails, as Alex Hormozi says. All right, so moving on to number two, which is focus most of your attention on the hook. We found that by testing a bunch of creatives, the biggest part of the creative that's going to drive success is the actual hook. Again, a lot of people try to spend their time crafting the best body, thinking about what is the best way I can get people to download my app or go to my company website, and really spending time on the call to action. But the majority of the success is going to come from the initial couple of seconds of your video, and this is called the hook for those of you who are unfamiliar. So by spending much more time on the hook, what this is going to allow you to do is get people's attention really quickly. And when people first get their attention hooked, they are going to most likely watch through the entire video, provided it's good enough. So you want to make sure that your body and call to action are good enough. Again, not terrible. If they're bad, people are going to click off. But most of your time, I would say 70% should be going to the hook. And when we split tested multiple creatives, we found that by just changing the hook, we drastically changed the results of the ad creatives that we were spending money on. And so spend the most of your time on the hook, and then after that, spend some time on the body and call to action. One thing that I would highly encourage you to do when crafting ad creatives is write out as many hooks as possible before recording these creatives. Almost 10 to 15 different hooks that you can write out, and then look through those hooks, record all the different hooks, and mash them together with about 4 to 5 different bodies. So instead of having 15 bodies, 15 hooks, 15 call to actions, you can just spend your time mostly on the hooks, record about 15 different hooks, and pair that together with a couple of bodies and a couple of call to actions. All right, so moving on to number three, which is make sure that you're using captions in your videos. I see a lot of companies creating ads that don't use captions or they're unfamiliar with this. It's very simple to do. If you have a creator recording the content, you can use any software to add captions. And if you're recording within TikTok, you can automatically generate captions onto your video. What this will help you do is get people's attention. Most people nowadays want to be able to read as well as see the video when they're watching it. So when they see your video, they want to be able to have some sort of mechanism to understand it better, and captions allow you to do this. So by auto-generating captions or by adding captions to your video, people are going to be a lot more invested. And if you think about it, most of the videos that you probably watch also have captions because it keeps your attention. And sometimes you may not even hear what somebody's saying, and captions will help solve that so people don't click off the video. So those are my three tips to you guys. Number one, keep it simple. Number two, spend most of your time on your hooks. And number three, make sure that you use captions in your videos. Thanks for listening.